I call this discussion the cost of ignorance, because even though we live in a time with huge access, free access to the world's knowledge and information through AI and the internet, we also live in a time when the cost of remaining ignorant about how things actually function in the world is extremely high. And in this discussion, we'll talk about the cost of ignorance in areas like health and finance and other areas as well. And I'm also going to publish a full book on this of the same name, The Cost of Ignorance, at our new book engine called brightlearn.ai. And the place to find that is books.brightlearn.ai. And if you click on my author name there, you'll be able to see this book and all the other books that I've published there, which is something like 30 plus books at this point. So first, let's just set the context here with an understanding of how we now have access, each of us, unlimited access to unlimited knowledge. That is, all of human knowledge is at our fingertips because of AI technology. Even our own AI tools, which are not backed by billions of dollars in funding, but our own AI tools give you access to the world's knowledge. And you can use those tools for free at brighteon.ai. And our AI chatbot is at brightyou.ai. And our AI book engine is, like I said earlier, brightlearn.ai. But through these tools, you can ask any question about almost anything and get a very good answer. You can create a book on any topic, which means you can learn anything you want to learn. All you have to do is type in the book prompt literally one word of what you want to learn, and it will create an entire book around that one word. For example, if you just type nutrition or physics, it'll generate an entire book for you to teach you that subject. And you can also be a lot more specific. But if all you can think of is one word, you can still create a book and you can learn a subject and you can basically get a university education for free. So think about what this means. Every person who has access to the internet, which is everybody you know, and it's most of the world's population at this point, every person has access to learning about economics, to learning about the history of money and finance, learning about currency printing versus gold and silver or honest money. Every person has the ability to learn about the dangers of vaccines, the over-medication of children with psychiatric drugs, or how to prevent cancer using anti-cancer foods and nutritional supplements and superfoods, etc. Every person has access to knowledge about the healing powers of sunlight, or fitness and exercise, or just the power of having a good night's sleep. Every person has access to all of this information, and that did not exist 5 years ago during the COVID years. So legitimately during the COVID years, some people could say, well, I took the jabs because I didn't know. Yeah, well, you should have known. You should have known. You should have asked questions. You should have looked at the ingredients. But I can understand that some people legitimately said, I didn't know. Well, that excuse no longer carries any weight in 2025, as we are here in late 2025, because everybody has access to all the knowledge, including knowledge about the risks and dangers of mRNA injections or COVID vaccines or mass medications or flu shots, etc. Everybody has access to all that information. So we're living in a time of incredible information abundance, or what I call radical abundance in the digital realm. All knowledge is readily available, and also the ability to create the different forms of knowledge, such as books with our book engine, or you can create articles with a text generation AI engine, or you can create music with a music engine, or you can create videos, etc. All of that technology exists today, so we are now really overloaded with digital abundance or knowledge abundance in the digital space. Now, let's contrast that with ignorance and the high cost of ignorance. Because despite the fact that everybody has access to everything, most people remain ignorant. And there are a number of reasons for that. One of them is just that a lot of people aren't interested in learning, or they'd rather focus on celebrity news or sports or whatever. And nothing wrong with watching sports from time to time, by the way. I'm just saying, if that's your focus of life at the expense of everything else, then, you know, you might want to rebalance things. Just saying. But most people remain ignorant. And again, there are a variety of reasons for that. One of them is because people blindly trust sources of false authority, such as their doctor, or the CDC, or the FDA, or the government, etc. False authority, that is, propagandists and liars running psyops, pretending to be authorities, such as a typical doctor, pretending to know something about health when they don't. All they know is about sickness and how to treat symptoms with pharmaceuticals that do not resolve the symptoms. So the so-called healthcare system is a sick care system. It is a disease maintenance system combined with profit extraction from ongoing disease that is actually propagated by their practices. Think about it that way, and it makes a lot of sense. Again, a profit extraction system that's designed to perpetuate ongoing disease, sickness, suffering. That's not healthcare. That's sick care. And the only reason that people continue to participate in that system is because of ignorance. So the high cost of ignorance includes your life. You know, if you were mugged on the street and the mugger said, you know, the mugger pointed a weapon at you and said, your money or your life, you would say, well, you might give them your money because you want to preserve your life, right? But in your mind, you would hope, neither one. I don't want to lose my money or my life. But through ignorance, you're being robbed of both, your money and your life. So the mugger is ignorance. And there's no excuse for ignorance because all knowledge is readily available at no cost to everyone. And in medicine, the high cost of ignorance also includes, for example, autism, because vaccines cause autism. And there are a great many parents across this country, mostly moms, but also many dads, who learned the hard way that vaccines cause autism. And they thought they were doing the right thing for their children by vaccinating their children because they trusted their doctors, they trusted their pediatricians, they trusted the government. But in reality, they were ignorant of the truth about how vaccines do cause autism. And so that ignorance cost the lives of their children, or the quality of life of their children. And I'm not casting blame on the parents who did not know. I'm just pointing out cause and effect, the high cost of ignorance. That's why it's critical. And I have to thank many of those moms and dads who have become advocates for health freedom and advocates for revealing the truth about vaccines. Like even Brian Festa of We the Patriots USA, who I recently interviewed, he's the father of a vaccine-damaged child. And many of the most effective advocates are parents of vaccine-damaged children. And they will tell you themselves that they did not know. They acted out of ignorance originally when they had their children vaccinated. Now they know better, and now they're working to help other people know better. Because, again, the cost of ignorance is incredibly high. It destroys lives. It costs quality of life, and it can also end your life. And this is also true in the cancer industry. In the cancer industry, ignorance about how to prevent or cure cancer using natural methods can very easily cost you your life. The cancer industry kills hundreds of thousands of Americans every year, literally kills them, with treatments like chemotherapy. But of course, we're told that those people died of cancer, not from the chemo, the actual poison that carpet bombed their body. Or they can be killed by radiation, or they can be killed by cancer surgery, or they can be maimed with surgeries like double mastectomies that aren't even necessary and that don't even solve the problem. So the cancer industry preys on ignorance. And this is what's critical to understand, is that doctors, the mainstream doctors, they rely on ignorance as their revenue model. And that's why they hate it when patients self-educate. They hate it when their own patients look something up online or research their own symptoms or learn something about nutrition. Doctors hate that. And they berate their own patients and tell them, how dare you look on the internet? I'm the authority. I'm the doctor. I'm the one who tells you how health works. I'm the one who tells you what to do. I'm in control of your body, which is completely insane, but that's the way arrogant doctors think. And that's why they're losing their customer base too, because number one, they're arrogant and rude and also misinformed, but they also kill their patients. So it's a bad business model, it turns out, to keep killing your patients. And I would say the most financially successful doctors are those who manage to not quite kill their patients, but just sicken them and injure them enough that they keep coming back for repeat visits and repeat prescriptions. And that is a sick, demented business model, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to quite kill you, just make you sick enough so you keep coming back. It would be like a car mechanic that keeps secretly damaging your engine or your transmission so that you have to bring the car in for an engine overhaul once a year or something, which is lucrative, you know, but mechanics are more honest than doctors, it turns out. They typically don't do that. So there are 1,000 ways why ignorance in the world of medicine can cost you dearly. There's also ignorance about food. Very few people know very much about food. They don't know that the foods they buy at the grocery store are filled with cancer-causing chemicals, such as processed meats that contain sodium nitrite. And those are put in there on purpose, and they cause cancer. And there are many ingredients in the food industry that cause diabetes or heart disease, obesity, or that contribute to neurological imbalances or systemic inflammation that can cause cancer or lead to neurological disorders in the long run, or products that lead to osteoporosis and bone mineral depletion, or products that cause hormonal disruptions, etc. So ignorance about food can also cost you your life. Ignorance about food or food ingredients can result in you being diseased. It can cause diabetes, it can cause obesity. And yet it's astonishing that most Americans, and I would say people in the Western world, they eat out of ignorance. And they don't read the ingredients, and they believe the claims on the front of the box, and they mostly consume foods that are saturated with pesticides and herbicides, or even in some cases contaminated with heavy metals. And they just don't know, because they never take the time to teach themselves. I've got a free book that teaches you all about this. It's called Poison Pantry. That's it. It's available at books.brightlearn.ai, Poison Pantry. It's a variation of my old book called Grocery Warning, which just walked through all the toxic ingredients found at the grocery store. But it doesn't take long to learn how to avoid toxic foods or how to eat in a healthy manner. It doesn't take that long. You can learn all this in essentially one day. So people will live out, you know, tens of thousands of days of their lives and not spend one day learning how to not poison themselves. Isn't that amazing? Again, the cost of ignorance. It's a very dear cost. And let's talk about finances and money now, because the cost of ignorance about money is devastating. It leaves people penniless. Number one, most people are ignorant about what is currency and why their currency is plunging in value. Why are groceries more expensive? Why are prices going up on so many things? Well, it's because of currency printing by the Federal Reserve with the Treasury on board. It's money printing. Well, it's not even money, it's just currency. And currency printing will cost you a fortune in the currency that you already have. It destroys your savings. It destroys your salary. And yet, people are utterly ignorant about that. and they will continue to save money in dollars, even as those dollars are vanishing in terms of purchasing power. People who are ignorant don't buy gold and silver. People who are ignorant tend to put money in the stock market or in the bank, or they buy treasuries or CDs at the bank, and they never get ahead. You know why? Because whatever yield you get on the CD or the treasuries or even in the stock market, that yield almost never beats inflation. And it certainly doesn't beat gold. The stock market indexes do not beat gold. Gold and silver both are by far the best means of protecting your assets and holding value over time. Nothing else even comes close to it. Not stocks, not bonds, not treasuries, nothing. Not even real estate, because of the ups and downs in real estate. Gold and silver are the answer. Yet most people are utterly ignorant about what gold and silver really are. They are money, whereas dollars are not money. Dollars are currency. And by definition, a fiat currency that does not hold value is not money, because that's a prerequisite of the definition of money, okay? So understand that. But the typical consumer in the United States doesn't understand how compounding interest works. And so they are financially penalized as they carry debt on their credit cards, for example, way too much debt. Or they'll use a buy now, pay later vehicles to purchase consumer goods, sometimes furniture or even food, pizza. And then they'll be in debt over the pizza they already consumed. Talk about depreciation, huh? That meal has already turned to mush. But ignorance about finances just leaves people penniless and homeless and dying broke. Whereas those who have knowledge about how money actually works, they will know how to save appropriately, how to use gold and silver, how to get out of debt, how to live beneath their means so that they don't go into debt. That kind of knowledge should be taught in high school, but it isn't. And very few adults end up having this knowledge. And that's why most people struggle with money and debt and they die penniless. And of course, the system is designed to work that way, to extract all your money either before you die or after you die. And only those who are well-informed will have enough knowledge to be able to circumvent that plan, you know, that plan to take all your money. And of course, we've got free books and guides, numerous books on this topic at books.brightlearn.ai. And all those books are completely free. And if you don't find the right book for you, you can use that engine to create the book that you want. You can teach yourself everything you need to know about money. How do I spend less on food? You know, very basic question. Well, the answers are simple. You buy bulk ingredients and you make your own meals. You can save a fortune. How do I pay off my home loan more quickly? Yeah, there are answers to that. How do I increase my income and revenue streams? There are answers for that. How do I reduce risk of loss when it comes to my finances? Yes, there are answers for that as well. And all these answers are readily available at no cost. So ignorance about finance is no longer an excuse. Everybody, every adult, I should say, has an obligation to know how money works, how food works, how nutrition and health work. And also, moving on to the next topic, how society works. See, a lot of people are ignorant about how society works. They're ignorant about the structures of government. They're ignorant about election theft and cheating in politics. They're ignorant about how politicians are blackmailed or threatened. They're ignorant about how things work in the real world. They believe the fairy tale version that is portrayed on the news or on NPR or whatever, fairy tale versions. For example, they think the rule of law is actually in play in the United States. They think the courts are fair, or they believe the government wants to help you. The government wants you to be healthy and to live longer. or the corporations like drug companies. They want to help you. They want to cure disease, and they want you to be well. No, they don't. Number one, the government doesn't want you to live longer because that costs them a lot more money. And I've seen documents from the Treasury talking about how early deaths will save trillions of dollars for the United States government over a period of years. They want you to die early because of Social Security payouts, because of pension payouts, because of Medicare. You think about the costs of running the U.S. government right now. What are the largest outflows of cash? Well, it's those things. It's Social Security, it's Medicare, of course, it's military spending, and it's interest on the debt. But covering the sickness and the medical costs of millions of Americans, or tens of millions, that's a huge cost for the government. So the government knows they can save that money by finding ways to kill people sooner. And I found that the people who are most ignorant in society are those who don't yet understand that depopulation is a very real thing. And it's something that the governments are trying to achieve. They want you to die sooner for the reasons I just mentioned. But gullible people will say, oh no, the government would never do that. They don't want us to die. They need us to pay taxes. Well, listen, I'm talking about after people pay taxes. I'm talking about people who have retired, who are now collecting from the government. That's who the government wants to kill off as quickly as possible. In other words, and this is true across every Western government, they want you to live and work yourself to death, actually, as long as you're paying taxes and they can extract wealth from your work. The minute you stop working, they would rather you just die. And that's a simple truth. People who don't understand that are always baffled by the actions of the government. Like, you know, why didn't they raise our Social Security benefits? Yeah, because they don't want you around. You know, why did they disallow this medical procedure on Medicare? Yeah, because they want you to die. Why did they tell us we all have to take these jabs? Because they're trying to kill you with bioweapons that they built in the Department of Defense Bioweapons Division. I mean, it's so obvious, it's almost laughable that anybody could be ignorant at this point, and yet they are. Now, I find that the very same people who trust government out of ignorance, they also tend to trust corporations for some reason, and they trust universities and other institutions when they shouldn't. Corporations exist only for profit. I'm talking about the large ones. I understand small companies can be more mission-driven. But the larger you get, especially public companies, it's all about profit. And if you're a drug company, how do you profit more? Well, you keep people sick. It's very simple. If you're a vaccine company that also makes pharmaceuticals that treat vaccine injuries, how do you make more money? Well, you make your vaccines toxic to cause injury, to cause cancer. Isn't it interesting that the very same companies that rolled out mRNA vaccines later acquired or developed cancer treatment drugs because of the turbo cancers caused by their vaccines? It's a revenue model. It's repeat business. And from their point of view, it's good business. You know, business is good if you're in the business of profiting from people's sickness and disease, while the government mandates your injections into people. Although it's evil, it's also the perfect evil business plan. And that's why Big Pharma is so unbelievably profitable and successful in this endeavor. That's why. But if you're informed, of course, you reject all of that. If you're informed, you'll prevent disease through foods and nutrition and reasonable sunlight exposure, exercise and fitness, and many other things that prevent disease. And you won't become a repeat business sick care customer of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. If you think about it, the people who are taking 10 or 12 prescription drugs, who are constantly waiting at the pharmacy, or driving through the drive-thru at the pharmacy, or constantly going to the doctor, most of those people are ignorant. They're ignorant about food, about medicine, about vaccines, about health, about light therapy, all of that. And because they're ignorant, they are slaves to the system that preys upon that ignorance. And that's the medical system. And there are a thousand other examples of this in the medical system, but let's continue to talk about the ignorance of institutions, of the evil in the world. And, you know, we talked about how government doesn't have your best interests at heart, and also, you know, corporations don't have your best interests at heart. Well, neither do universities. They are mostly indoctrination centers. And neither do big tech companies. The big tech giants are all about forcing ignorance on you. In fact, we need a whole section here that just talks about big tech and how they push ignorance. Big tech pushes ignorance because ignorance serves their business model. Google, for example, if you search for anything related to health, they will never show you anything about natural health or how to prevent disease or nutrition. They will primarily show you just answers from, let's say, WebMD or other big pharma-funded outlets that are pushing lies and propaganda to trap you in that system of medical ignorance. So big tech works in conjunction with big pharma to keep you ignorant and to keep you enslaved. And to some extent, they work in conjunction with big government also through orders and demands from the CDC that say, oh, we have to censor anybody that questions vaccine safety, you know, because they're a danger to the public. No, it's the vaccines that are the danger to the public. And it's those of us who are telling the truth about vaccine dangers that are actually helping the public. But it's voices like ours and yours that they want to silence. So don't trust big tech. Don't trust big government. Don't trust big pharma, big business, big ag, big food, the processed food giants. Don't trust any of them because they're all about either profits or power or depopulation. And all that goes together. So in summary so far, the cost of ignorance should be readily apparent. Being ignorant about health can cost you your life. Being ignorant about food can cause you to end up being incredibly diseased and to die early and to suffer a lot. Ignorance about government can cause you to trust a government that's trying to kill you. And if you trust them, then you might follow their demands and that might end up killing you, i.e. COVID jabs or whatever else they're coming up with next. If you don't know about money and finance, you're going to lose all your money. And that's all by design. It's an extraction system from the ignorant. You know how they say that the lottery is a tax on people who can't do math? Have you heard that saying? Because, yeah, people who buy lottery tickets are generally people who don't understand money. Well, actually, it doesn't just apply to lottery ticket buyers. It applies to everybody that continues to hold dollars and invest using dollars. So, actually, dollar currency is a tax on people who don't understand money. And the more dollars you hold, the more you're losing every single day. Seriously, that's why the wealthy don't hold dollars. They don't. They hold gold or silver or land or deeds to income-producing businesses, or they may hold stocks, especially if they have knowledge about an industry, so they may purchase stocks because they have an advantage with their own personal knowledge, and on. Wealthy people don't sit on dollars. They don't just have a stack of $1 billion sitting around at home or in the bank. They shift from dollars to other things, including gold and silver. Now then, I also want to talk about the cost of ignorance of technology, because we're living in an era of incredible AI technology and decentralized knowledge. Access to all this technology empowers you in ways that have never before existed in the history of human civilization. And as I've demonstrated with the AI tools that I've put out there at brighteon.ai, or especially our book engine, which is incredibly popular, you can create your own books on any topic you want, right? But a lot of people don't know how to use AI. And that ignorance of AI technology is going to be very costly from several different points of view. For the younger crowd, it'll be costly in terms of denying them career advancement. If you don't know how to use AI today and you're trying to get a job in almost anything, you're probably not going to get the job because every industry is moving toward automation. I mean, everything from finance and energy and telecom and science and you name it. So if you understand how to use AI tools and how to deploy AI, even how to create AI-enabled apps, then you have a strong advantage, and your knowledge will allow you to outcompete those who are ignorant about technology. Now, this is a very bad time to be a young person and to not know how to use AI. You will be unemployable. But even if you're, retired, if you don't know how to use AI, then you'll get a lot less done. And I think many of you who listen to this podcast, you may be retired, but you're also very active. You have projects. You're on boards or you're doing things. Maybe you have a nonprofit or an endeavor, or you're launching your own business. If you don't know how to use AI to amplify your efforts and to save you time and to conduct research and all these things, then you're at a great disadvantage in this world. I mean, think about it. I just created an engine that writes an amazing book in 20 minutes. A book on anything. A book that has amazing cover art that used to take weeks and thousands of dollars. And that's created for you, the whole book outline, all the research, all the writing and fact checking, all of it. It all happens for you in about 20 minutes. And if you're not using that engine, in part of your work to help you save time or something like it, then you're at a great disadvantage. So learn to use these tools and engines. You don't have to be afraid of them. Just jump in and start using them if you're not already, and you'll quickly learn because you're bright. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already bright. You're well-informed. Add this layer to everything that you do, and you will be far more effective, and you'll be able to research more, make better decisions. You'll be able to augment your goals, your plans, everything that you want to do in this world, you'll be able to do it more effectively with AI technology. So the cost of ignorance is very high, but the reward of being informed is great. This is a time of incredible opportunity for those who overcome ignorance, people who are informed. And that's why the world that we are going to witness in 2026 and beyond is a world of a great chasm, a great divide between those who know what's happening, those who are informed, versus those who are ignorant. The informed, the aware, they will be wealthy and abundant and successful and happy and healthy, while those who remain ignorant will be sick, impoverished, unhappy, suffering, etc. And it's a choice. You can choose whatever future you want. At your fingertips now, this choice is available. Do you want a future of abundance and health and happiness and longevity and rewards? Simply choose it. Simply open that door and walk through it. It's available right now. And yet, by default, many people will just choose poverty and sickness because that's the default. Because they heard that on CNN or whatever. They trust their doctor. They trust the government. They're going to take the flu shots. They're going to take the psychiatric medications. They're going to put their money in the bank and trust the bank. And yeah, they're going to lose everything. They're going to lose their money, their health, probably their mental health at some point because of all the suffering. They're going to lose everything. So the cost of ignorance is your money and your life. To go back to the mugging example at the beginning here, while the reward of being informed is infinite, it's beyond imagination. So stay informed, and I do my best to keep you informed. So check out all my books at books.brightlearn.ai. And you can also, of course, hear all my podcasts and interviews and special reports at brighteon.com. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com, although I don't publish as many articles because I'm working on vibe coding all the time. And you can follow me on social media. I'm at brighteon.social. HealthRanger is my username, or I'm on X at HealthRanger. And check out all of our free AI tools at brighteon.ai. And thank you for listening. I wish you the best in 2026 and beyond. Stay informed, and your life will get better. Take care now. The Christmas sale for the Health Ranger store begins December 11th at 11 a.m. and it runs through December 15th. And during this sale, you get double the loyalty points on all your purchases. Plus, we have amazing discounts from some of our third-party vendors, and we have a mechanism for you to get tokens for our book creation engine. Also, I'm going to show you all that here. So again, it starts December 11th at healthrangerstore.com, and you can take advantage of all the products that we have here, all of our supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, the personal care products, super anthocyanins, you know, everything, the magnesium supplements. We've got all these different categories: home, food, preparedness, supplements, and so much more. And if you want to take advantage of this with our third-party vendors, then those discounts range from, for example, Nahaya Active Organics Skincare is a 25% discount. We've got Delilah Home for the certified organic bed sheets and pillow sheets, and also they've got bamboo as well as cotton. And that's a 10% discount. We've got Arc Seed Kits available. The Surthrival brand with Daniel Vitalis, Sertodo, which is the incredible copper goods for your home and kitchen, those are at a 15% discount, and I have all those in my kitchen now. I'm using all those pans and cups. We've got discounts, even smaller discounts, on the Berkey water filters, the garden towers, and many things like that. In addition, let me show you, if you want to, I mean, not only do you get double points, but if you click on your account here, you're going to be able to click on Manage My Points. And then you see it says Clean Food Rewards. You can scroll down and you can redeem your points for a Bright Learn token. That's this right here. You just click Get Reward and then you click Redeem. And you're going to have a book token to generate a book at our new book creation website, which is brightlearn.ai. And that will generate books for you. And these are some of the books that our other users have already generated. You can click here to view all the books. And wow, there's new books happening. Starlink, Drone Death to Decentralization, the Plant Powered Nutrition Cookbook, the Supplement Code, so on and so forth. Vibe Code, Off-Grid Power Pioneers, Garlic Unleashed. And let's see, we have 319 books right now. You can create your book using that book token. And you can redeem your loyalty line points at healthrangerstore.com right here to get those tokens. It's 300 points per token to generate each book. So that's how you take advantage of that during our sale. So again, it all starts on December 11th at 11 a.m. Central, and it runs through December 15th, also at 11 a.m. And we've got all kinds of things that are back in stock. We've got the loyalty line points for the BrightLearn book tokens and the discounts from our third-party vendors, double points. The products that we ship from our store, they will arrive before Christmas within the 48 contiguous states. So if you want to purchase for Christmas for someone, go ahead and shop any of the products that we sell ourselves, not the third-party vendors, but our own products. Those will be shipped and you'll get them before Christmas, guaranteed in the 48 contiguous states. It's just the third-party vendors, we can't guarantee their shipping timelines, so we don't know if you're going to get those before Christmas. And also, you know, the free shipping only applies to the 48 contiguous U.S. states. So outside of that, Alaska, Hawaii, of course, you're used to the fact that there's going to be extra shipping, but that's shown in the shopping cart. So, but one of the cool things you can do is you can actually use a book token to generate a book for someone that's personalized to them as a Christmas gift. You can use a title that they would recognize as something personal to them, even though the book will also be publicly available to everybody else, but you don't have to put in, you know, names and personal details like that.
but it can be an inspired gift for somebody who would love a book about something really amazing, like different varieties of garlic or varieties of broccoli or something inspirational. So keep that in mind as well. Lots of different ways to create thoughtful gifts for people and to take advantage of all of this at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 11th at 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Health Ranger Store and the AI developer of the brightlearn.ai book engine. Thank you for your support.